这是2026届高三第二次模拟测试英语试题听力部分，该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段对话读两遍。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
How much are the tickets for the modern art exhibition?
70 yuan each, but student tickets are half price.
Could I have two adult tickets and two student tickets, please? How much are the tickets for the modern art exhibition?
70 yuan each, but student tickets are half price.
Could I have two adult tickets and two student tickets, please?
Lisa, I heard you have a green thumb.
Haha, yeah. On weekends, I often take care of flowers and plants in my yard. But I plan to try something new next year, like doing some volunteer work in nursing homes.
Lisa, I heard you have a green thumb.
Haha, yeah. On weekends, I often take care of flowers and plants in my yard. But I plan to try something new next year, like doing some volunteer work in nursing homes.
We're driving to Edinburgh next month. If we come back this way, we'll certainly stay here again.
Wonderful. Just give us a call in advance, and we'll get you the same room.
We're driving to Edinburgh next month. If we come back this way, we'll certainly stay here again.
Wonderful. Just give us a call in advance, and we'll get you the same room.
Will you help me memorize my lines, Lucy?
Sure. I think practicing your scenes out loud may make the lines stick in your head. For me, it's really helpful before performing.
Will you help me memorize my lines, Lucy?
Sure. I think practicing your scenes out loud may make the lines stick in your head. For me, it's really helpful before performing.
Jason, it's unbelievable. You've completed four world marathon majors over the past 6 months.
Yeah, but it's a pity I had to quit this year's London Marathon on April 26th, only 7 days after Boston.
Well, you need time to recover. Jason, it's unbelievable. You've completed four world marathon majors over the past 6 months.
Yeah. But it's a pity I had to quit this year's London Marathon on April 26th, only 7 days after Boston.
Well, you need time to recover.
每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中
选出最佳选项，
并标在试卷的相应位置。
听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。
听第六段材料，回答第六七两个小题。
现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
You wanted to see me, Mr. White?
Yes, Rachel. Come in and have a seat. Well, you've been turning in very poor sales figures recently. Is everything all right?
I'm really sorry. My father has just had an operation. I can't sleep well and focus on my work.
Rachel, I understand this must be hard for you, but you need to pull yourself together. You've been given a great chance, and I really hope you can get back in shape soon.
You wanted to see me, Mr. White?
Yes, Rachel. Come in and have a seat. Well, you've been turning in very poor sales figures recently. Is everything all right?
I'm really sorry. My father has just had an operation. I can't sleep well and focus on my work.
Rachel, I understand this must be hard for you, but you need to pull yourself together. You've been given a great chance, and I really hope you can get back in shape soon.
听第七段材料，回答第八至第十三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hi, Kate. How's your first month in college?
Honestly, it's quite different from high school. So many assignments and club activities. I can't keep track of everything.
Well, it's totally normal to feel like that. Just try to get organized.
Like how?
Get a planner and update it regularly. Especially write down your due dates and test times. A weekly check will help you stay on top of things.
That makes sense. Also, I feel like all of my classmates are doing better than me.
Everyone has their unique journey. Concentrate on your own growth, not others' achievements.
You're right. Oh, one last thing. There's a welcome party this weekend. I'm always nervous about such events.
You should definitely get involved. It's an awesome chance to meet people. Don't miss out just because you're shy.
All right, thanks, Mike. You've been so helpful.
Hi, Kate. How's your first month in college?
Honestly, it's quite different from high school. So many assignments and club activities. I can't keep track of everything.
Well, it's totally normal to feel like that. Just try to get organized.
Like how?
Get a planner and update it regularly. Especially write down your due dates and test times. A weekly check will help you stay on top of things.
That makes sense. Also, I feel like all of my classmates are doing better than me.
Everyone has their unique journey. Concentrate on your own growth, not others' achievements.
You're right. Oh, one last thing. There's a welcome party this weekend. I'm always nervous about such events.
You should definitely get involved. It's an awesome chance to meet people. Don't miss out just because you're shy.
All right. Thanks, Mike. You've been so helpful.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hi Daniel, what's up?
I'm sorting out the videos from a reading sharing activity I joined in for World Read Aloud Day.
World Read Aloud Day? On April 23rd?
Not exactly. That is World Book Day. This falls on the first Wednesday of February every year.
Oh, I know a little about it. Was it founded by UNESCO?
Actually, it was founded in 2010 by LitWorld, an organization to promote worldwide literacy.
So why do they create this day?
To encourage people of all ages to read aloud and read deeply.
That's great. Nowadays, many people just fix their eyes on short videos and quick messages.
Absolutely. It calls on us to enjoy reading and better express and connect with others. And it has attracted 90 million people from over 170 countries.
That's really meaningful.
Definitely.
Hi Daniel, what's up?
I'm sorting out the videos from a reading sharing activity I joined in for World Read Aloud Day.
World Read Aloud Day? On April 23rd?
Not exactly. That is World Book Day. This falls on the first Wednesday of February every year.
Oh, I know a little about it. Was it founded by UNESCO?
Actually, it was founded in 2010 by LitWorld, an organization to promote worldwide literacy.
So why do they create this day?
To encourage people of all ages to read aloud and read deeply.
That's great. Nowadays, many people just fix their eyes on short videos and quick messages.
Absolutely. It calls on us to enjoy reading and better express and connect with others. And it has attracted 90 million people from over 170 countries.
That's really meaningful.
Definitely.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至第十六三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
You seem to be reading something interesting.
Well, I'm reading about the latest humanoid robots, Apollo and G1.
Humanoid robots? Sounds cool.
Yeah, Apollo comes from the US and G1 from China. They both look and act quite like humans.
Tell me more.
Okay, Apollo has about 30 artificial muscles. It can carry objects and walk steadily. As for G1, it's more flexible. It can complete difficult movements and even perform martial arts.
For real? How do they keep balance?
Cameras and sensors in their heads help them map out a 360-degree view of their surroundings.
Incredible. But technology is sometimes a double-edged sword. For example, safety could be a problem. When a heavy robot breaks down and falls,or fails to follow orders, humans may get hurt.
That's true, but with more and more humanoid robots working alongside humans, I do believe they will bring us greater convenience.
You seem to be reading something interesting.
Well, I'm reading about the latest humanoid robots, Apollo and G1.
Humanoid robots? Sounds cool.
Yeah. Apollo comes from the US and G1 from China. They both look and act quite like humans.
Tell me more.
Okay. Apollo has about 30 artificial muscles. It can carry objects and walk steadily. As for G1, it's more flexible. It can complete difficult movements and even perform martial arts.
For real? How do they keep balance?
Cameras and sensors in their heads help them map out a 360-degree view of their surroundings.
Incredible! But technology is sometimes a double-edged sword. For example, safety could be a problem. When a heavy robot breaks down and falls, or fails to follow orders, humans may get hurt.
That's true. But with more and more humanoid robots working alongside humans, I do believe they will bring us greater convenience.
Today, I'd like to share with you a piece of research our team has just completed. We've discovered the largest known field of seagrass, relying on some unusual partners, tiger sharks. Seagrasses grow in shallow waters near coastlines. These seagrass fields are highly valuable, cleaning ocean water and providing food and shelter for countless sea creatures. Most importantly, they can store large amounts of carbon, which is key to the fight against global warming. Yet, little is truly known about their actual size. The oceans are so vast that a thorough study by diving is simply unrealistic. So we turn to tiger sharks because they swim in and around seagrass fields most of the time. We attached cameras to the fins of 7 tiger sharks. They carried the cameras over the seabed for hours. Then, the devices came off and floated back to the surface. We used tracking signals to locate and pick up the cameras and got the video recordings. Our findings are exciting. The world's total seagrass fields are about 40% bigger than we once thought. This project shows that underwater animals can offer new assistance in ocean exploration. Today, I'd like to share with you a piece of research our team has just completed. We've discovered the largest known field of seagrass, relying on some unusual partners, tiger sharks. Seagrasses grow in shallow waters near coastlines. These seagrass fields are highly valuable, cleaning ocean water and providing food and shelter for countless sea creatures. Most importantly, they can store large amounts of carbon, which is key to the fight against global warming. Yet, little is truly known about their actual size. The oceans are so vast that a thorough study by diving is simply unrealistic. So we turn to tiger sharks because they swim in and around seagrass fields most of the time. We attached cameras to the fins of 7 tiger sharks. They carried the cameras over the seabed for hours. Then, the devices came off and floated back to the surface. We used tracking signals to locate and pick up the cameras and got the video recordings. Our findings are exciting. The world's total seagrass fields are about 40% bigger than we once thought. This project shows that underwater animals can offer new assistance in ocean exploration.
第二节到此结束。现在你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。